Historians of the English Civil Wars have become increasingly aware of the British dimension to the outbreak and course of the wars in England. As Conrad Russell has emphasised, we are dealing with civil war in three kingdoms, starting with the Bishops' Wars in Scotland in 1639-40, the outbreak of the Irish Revolt in 1641, and finally Charles I's declaration of war on Parliament in 1642. The turning point in terms of the causes of the English Civil War is thus seen as Charles I's imposition of the English Prayer Book on the Scots and the religious and nationalist reactions which that caused in the late 1630s. Charles I's personal rule in England without parliaments in the 1630s was seen as the 11 years' tyranny by Whig historians. But more recently, Kevin Sharp in particular has argued that the 1630s were largely a decade of peace and stability in England. Even the collection of ship money was a relative success until 1637, when John Hampden's case highlighted debates about the legality of the tax. In the late 1630s, this coincided with the king's increased need for financial contributions in order to fight against the Scottish Covenanters. If Charles and Archbishop Laud had not embarked on an ambitious policy of conformity of religion in the three kingdoms, then it has been argued that Charles might have been able to carry on ruling without parliaments. It should be noted here that the French equivalent of the English Parliament, the Estates General, had not been called since 1614, and English MPs were well aware of this. It was not called again until the French Revolution, although they would not have known that. The failure of the English army to defeat the Scots in the First Bishops' War of 1639 led Charles to call an English Parliament in the spring of 1640, for the first time in 11 years. The short Parliament's subsequent refusal to grant taxation fast enough for an effective second campaign against the Scots led to its dismissal in a matter of weeks.